Mr. Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of our Friday program is on the air. Fun first couple of hours right here on the Roku channel. We spoke to Ian Eagle, the voice of the Brooklyn Nets locally, and then, of course, TNT and CBS for both basketball, college and professional, and also on CBS, the NFL. Lots to chop up with him. He's calling Nets and Sixers on Saturday. It's the first game of eight playoff games this weekend. Ooh, we've got the play-in games tonight. The Bulls are in Miami. DeMar DeRozan just during shoot-around confirming that his daughter will not be there. The Tampa Bay Rays are in Toronto. We'll hear, listen for her if she's up there potentially screeching during first pitches there. Big game because the Rays are 13-0. Thunder and Timberwolves tonight. And the winner of Heat Bulls goes visits Milwaukee on Sunday. And winner of Timberwolves Thunder goes visits Denver on Sunday night for the last game of the weekend. So that's your playoff contest. The huge Suns Clippers game. TNT gets to pop that baby on Sunday night, 8 Eastern time. Perfect, perfect spot. Lakers Grizzlies kickoff Sunday's action. Saturday has the Kings taking on the defending champion Warriors in Sacramento. The Warriors get a chance to win another road playoff game. Did we determine that? Has it been 26 consecutive playoff series in which they've won a road game?
I think it's something like that, yeah.
Hawks and Celtics, Knicks and Cavaliers, Nets and Sixers. So it's all East with the exception of one contest on Saturday and all West with the exception of one contest on Sunday. Here we go. Good times.
27 consecutive.
27. Damn. So they're going to go for a 28th on Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Good times in the NBA
playoffs. They're underdogs.
I hear you. Why not? They couldn't win a lick on the road during the regular season. The Kings have been terrific.
Favorite in the series, underdog game one. Kind of interesting. You don't see that a lot.
You do not see that at all. Andrew Hawkins, our colleague from Roku Recommends, right here on the Roku channel, will be joining us shortly in studio for hour number three. We also have been chopping up the news that the producers of James Bond is looking for an unknown 30-something actor, and we've been figuring out, hey, maybe we could just flip you somebody from the sports world.
I mean, Andrew Hawkins.
And we can talk to Hawk about that very subject matter. And speaking of Daniel Craig, it's the weekend, everybody, coming up this weekend. Take you to the sports world weekend. Good times.
Good time.
Good time.
Love it.
This just in, the Commanders have agreed to be sold.
Wow.
Daniel Snyder has actually agreed to sell his team.
I never thought we'd see the day.
But do we still not know which ownership group it is, or have they actually settled this matter? Because it's the Josh Harris group. People are mentioning the Josh Harris group. He's the owner of the Sixers and the Devils. And do we have an update on that? Because Schefter kind of hit the hold the phone on that and said that there's some potential other rival bids that are out there.
Yeah, there was
for the Commanders.
Yeah, according to ESPN, they have reached a preliminary non-exclusive agreement to sell it to the Harris group. Non-exclusive is fully financed but not signed, meaning that someone else could come in at the last second with a higher bid if Daniel Snyder wants to go in that direction. The group led by a Canadian billionaire.
Say it. Say the name.
Oh, goodness.
Go. Go. Do it.
Steve.
Apostolopoulos.
Apostolopoulos. Yeah. He's still involved in the process, according to ESPN. Should be noted, Jeff Bezos, everyone was thinking he was going to sweep in and make a big kind of godfather offer. Submitted a bid.
Nope. Didn't order the Commanders on Prime.
Yeah.
Remember a few months ago, we thought Jeff Bezos and Jay-Z were going to be together.
That's right.
Remember?
It's been out there that Bezos is kind of waiting for the Seahawks to go up as they figure out.
Ah, got it.
Oh.
Kind of makes sense. Geographic sense right there,
yeah.
Right? Well, the Commanders, everybody thought right there, too, since Bezos owns the Washington Post.
Right.
And they're used to the owner of the team owning media in the town. Anyway, they're used to a lot there in D.C. Yeah. And as I mentioned, when this news came down yesterday, it's akin to a house in a twister coming out of the blue and dropping down into the land of Oz and taken somebody out. Literally, ding dong for so many Washington football fans.
Let me get them shoes.
Because Dan Snyder and his time owning the Commanders and football team and obviously taking over the team as it was known for so many decades, the Redskins at the time, in his tenure, 27th best record in football.
Really?
Yes, sir.
And they sold for $6 billion?
They did because of their history and where they are. You take a look at the Snyder reign in Washington, D.C., and they went 10 seasons, last 10 seasons, without 10 or more wins. That's the worst in the NFL. Even the Jets. When a sentence begins, even the Lions and Jets have a shorter streak. It has been a decade since they've had 10 or more wins. And again, the record of Daniel Snyder in this league, I had it written down somewhere. Where did I write it down? 27th in the league. That's how bad they were. And of course, you can't even, I mean, the number of off the field headlines.
Yeah.
That would make your skin crawl. So now that he's gone, and we also know Robert Sarver's gone, we all know worst owner in sports, right?
I don't think it's a question.
It's just not even a question. Washington from 99 to 2022, record of 164, 220, and 2. 27th in the NFL. Just like the Jets are now on the clock because the Sacramento Kings 12-season playoff drought streak is over. That leaves the Jets on the clock. There's a New York owner who's now on the clock. And it's James Dolan. Without a doubt. And I know, you know, folks, I've been very good this year, I think. Because the Knicks have been better.
Oh, yeah.
Knicks have been better.
Five seed.
But the whole business of using facial recognition to exact revenge for whatever you think needs to be exacted on anybody that comes to your building or buildings, just execrable. And, you know, the Ragers are in his purview as well. So clearly the next couple of weeks can help enhance his image.
Nice. He's going to be on TV. We're going to see him courtside. I mean, he's going to be there.
That's true.
In Cleveland?
He'll be at the home games, I imagine.
Okay. Him and Mr. Comic Sans going against each other. Right?
That's a guy a lot of people don't like.
A lot of people don't like him.
Rich.
Dan Gilbert.
A lot of people don't like him.
What if?
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
Just randomly, what if?
If the Knicks win it all?
No. Well, getting to that, let's just say that James Dolan, he understands the black hole wormhole situation, and he decides, you know what?
Yeah.
I want to make amends. I'm going to, you know, extend an olive branch to Rich, and I want to invite him to sit courtside with me in the Eastern Conference Championship. You know what I mean? Would you take him up on that fly the weekend and sit courtside?
A 1,000,000%.
And, you know, kind of put
a 1,000,000%. I want to see what that looks like right there. I want to know what's in his coffee. I'd ask to wear his schmecky scarf.
Probably whiskey.
You know what I'd bring? I'd bring my rakish hat.
Oh, the hat. Hat have to
and a harmonica, it. Just so I can have him entertain me during timeouts.
It ain't happening, man. Love me do one of the harmonica.
It's not happening. It ain't happening.
Hey, stranger things have happened.
It's Dolan, isn't it? Am I missing anybody?
Nah, or I mean, there might be a Premier League person or two. We don't know much about these hockey owners either, man. But
they could be up to some shiesty stuff.
In terms of fan base angst over their ownership group, but I think it's you guys.
Okay.
I'm getting pretty upset with my guy, but...
Which guy?
John Henry. I'll like I said before, and I'll say it again, I will never forgive them for letting Mookie Betts go, ever. Ever. And if they had let Devers go, I might have had to walk away.
You were about to walk away because they let Xander Bogaerts go.
I was thinking about it. Devers, too, I would have had to walk away. Maybe root for the Padres. It would have been fun.
Uh-huh.
I would have had a good time.
Uh-huh.
But it's just really frustrating. We're trotting out a minor league team right now, it seems like.
Yep.
And it's like eight guys and Rafi Devers. It's like, who can win a contest to come throw four innings? Like, what is happening right now? It's mad frustrating.
You're happy with the guys who own your team. Right?
Which team?
I mean, you're in as good shape as you've been in a long time.
Phenomenal.
You're in as good shape. I mean, you have, by the way, the
Billionaires
Club.
You might have the best. Yeah. You might,
I mean, honestly, you root for the Mets, Sixers, and Clippers.
Yes.
One guy just bought another team for $6
billion. Yes.
Okay. Steve Cohen is buying up everybody to the point where he uses luxury tax like it's an ashtray.
Right. Got to reward him with some dubs this year, though.
And this is one of Jay's favorite drops as well. The Clippers owner is building a new stadium arena here, and he's talking about toilets.
Toilets!
And Uncle Jerry, you know, he's got
Jerry Jones.
Totally,
he's got a couple pennies in the bank.
Man, my goodness.
This guy.
You're in great shape.
I feel good.
Settle down just a little bit.
But Brockman, I don't understand what John Henry did to you. He's like an American folk hero.
Tell you what he did to me.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm thinking of a different John Henry. Never mind. You're talking about the owner of.
Yeah, talking about the owner.
Yeah, I was talking about the African American freedman, John Henry, who worked on the
railroads.
Railroads, yeah.
No, that's not what he's referring to.
Definitely not.
And obviously, I'll never say a bad word about Bob Kraft or Wick, who owns the Celtics.
Okay. So you're in good shape there.
I'm okay with those two. Just the Red Sox.
Look at you over there.
I don't know that we can say that he'll never say a bad word about them, because if things go south, and he's already turned on Belichick, right? If you're going to turn on him.
Kraft is the owner of a team that hasn't won a playoff game since 2018.
You know, so I can't say he'll never turn on them.
Hold on. Let me take the six rings out of my ears. What was that?
Good Patrick Waugh reference right there.
Yeah, but
and I should do the same with the four from John Henry. But just the last few years have
this
been inexcusable.
Just upset.
Four. Inexcusable.
Mookie's gone.
In my lifetime, I haven't seen four.
Bogarts is gone.
We're operating like we're the A's.
And
like
Bobby
that's not
Dahlbeck
how it works.
Is in. Bobby Dahlbeck is in.
A guy 6'5" and built like Arnold Schwarzenegger shouldn't be playing shortstop.
Exactly. You should build it around Devers and Alex Verdugo.
Verdugo.
Very good.
And wait till
good
we get team. Ohtani. Wait till Ohtani spends 4 days in Boston.
Yeah, he's starting Monday.
Wait till he spends this nice long weekend in Boston.
It'll be great.
Sees how much the fans love him.
He ain't
talk
going
to Yoshi
Boston.
For a little bit.
He's probably
going to
be stunned that they make donuts out of the holes. And how hot that coffee
we'll
is.
We'll give him a tour of the USS Constitution. We'll take him down to Cheers.
You sound like Bill Burr now over here. You want to go to Cheers? What do you want? Chowder? You like clam chowder?
Get on the Faneuil Hall.
By the way, though, I give you guys some pushback on the guys who run my teams. All that money has not given any championship success.
But
at least they're trying.
They're trying.
Yeah.
We're getting rid of our guys.
I know.
We don't even care about winning anymore.
And my guy just wants to go on tour with his band.
Let me
kick people out because they're trying to sue him. Or heaven forbid, they actually tell Dolan how bad of an owner he's been for such a long time on a YouTube comment.
You know what's great? I've looked up the JD and the Straight Shot tour dates so much. Google, as soon as I type in JD,
it just pops up. Okay.
Like autofills.
Yeah. Where are they?
It's pretty great.
Where are they going to be?
Let's see.
When are they doing next?
Shows. Upcoming dates. Zero.
There you go. Zero.
There is none.
Well, let's hope there's upcoming dates for the Knicks after Cleveland. Right. That would be great.
But Rich, you get that. You've karaoke'd in front of a crowd. You know how intoxicating that is.
Of course.
People showing you love with the mic in your hand. That's what Dolan's
doing. If my dad wasn't a French teacher, but instead was some sort of local cable mogul out on Long Island, I would definitely be doing the same thing he's doing without the facial recognition and sticking great players in the history of the Knicks in jail overnight.
Let's not forget that was the moment.
Just as a couple, for instance.
A few specific examples.
You know, Spike Lee, let's not forget.
Yeah, that's right. Wouldn't tell one of the most beloved Knick fans and auteurs of the cinema of his generation. Yeah, you go around the back.
And didn't Patrick Ewing have some issue, too, getting in?
Oh, no. That was just the garden security not seeing his badge or his credential.
Right. Not seeing this 6'10 giant.
If somebody who's 7 feet is just sneaking his way into the garden. and his face isn't on every photograph in the concourse.
That would never happen under Eisen's watch.
Never.
Could you imagine?
No, because he'd be facially recognized upon entering the building. All right, we did it last Friday with Jason Kelsey.
Kelsey, yeah.
Which is you doing our weekly What's More Likely with our in-studio guest.
I love it.
Jason Kelsey out, Andrew Hawkins in. We got Hawk in here. Let's get him.
Let's do it.
Right, lickety-split, next on The Rich Eisen Show. Men, do you get distracted during the day thinking about your underarms sweating, itching, or emitting an odor? Do those thoughts keep you from showing care when it counts? New and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant with 72-hour sweat and odor protection and 1/4 moisturizing cream helps you forget about your underarms so you can be present for the moments that matter. Don't let underarm insecurities keep you at arm's distance from the ones you care about. Buy new and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant wherever personal care products are sold. No Bull is a training brand for people who work hard and don't believe in excuses. No Bull's performance footwear, apparel, and accessories are worn by some of the fittest athletes on earth and is now the official combine training partner of the NFL and the official on-field supplier of apparel and headwear for the NFL Scouting Combine. Head to www.nobullproject.com/NFL to see how No Bull forever changed the NFL Combine and to shop football training essentials and more gear for your day-to-day workouts. Stay tuned to The Rich Eisen Show and keep your eyes on our Twitter feed and YouTube channel as I'm hosting a new segment sponsored by No Bull called From the Combine to the Draft. I'll profile a few players' journeys from the physical and mental tests of the NFL Combine as we head towards the thrilling moment when the picks are announced in Kansas City during the draft. That's twitter.com/RichEisenShow and youtube.com/RichEisenShow. From the Combine to the Draft, sponsored by Noble. The impresario himself, Andrew Hawkins, is back here on the program. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you, too.
Let's jump into it.
All right.
So, a kid from Toledo sitting on a draft weekend waiting for the phone to ring. Is that what your draft was like back
in
the
day? Oh, man.
What was your draft like?
I knew my phone wasn't going to ring.
You
but
did.
You know what's funny is when you play college football, it doesn't matter how realistic you realize your phone is not going to ring at all.
Mm-hmm.
You still watch the draft and you're like, but what if they call?
Yes.
Right? Like, because you believe that these teams are truly lifting every stone.
Right.
Like the movies tell you. And there's somebody in the back of a war room that says, nah, man, I believe in this kid.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's a small percentage, that's what it's like.
Right. So, and you went through, didn't hear any calls. And is that when the CFL called you, the Montreals, where you had to go win a couple of Grey Cups before the NFL knocked on your door?
Not quite. So my career yards in college, I think, was 632 over all four seasons.
That's it.
That's it. So 632 yards.
Right.
And I was 5'7 and 160 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was realistic about it. But again, I'm like, well, maybe I'll get a tryout. I was training. I was like, I had a really good pro day, even though I faked my height.
How does one fake height?
Well, I went to Michael's, a craft store, and I molded clay that looked the same color as my skin, like the back of the heel, and then I taped my ankles over it. So it gave me like an inch and a half on pro day.
What?
True story.
This is amazing.
Like I had to like bake the clay and everything because it's soft, and then to get it to harden.
You had like put it in a kiln.
Yeah, yeah. And so
prior to pro day.
Yep. And so I walked in, measured at 5'8". Great. I'm like a little over 5'8". I weighed in 182 because I had weights in my pocket. And I ran a 4.3, and I'm like, well, maybe just looking at the numbers, it was like, okay, maybe. So what happened was I ended up getting a tryout with the Browns because one of my old coaches actually became a DB coach there.
Yeah.
But on draft day specifically, I was over at my friend's house, and he was roommates with Brett Kern, who was one of the best punters of the last two decades.
Yeah.
And he was there with his family watching because he actually had a chance to be drafted. And so I watched their whole process, which was, they're hoping late in the, punters go late. And then the Broncos called and a bunch of teams started calling him. And his family like, well, what are you going to do after college? Like, do you have a job lined up? And I'm like, I'm figuring it out. But it was very clear, like, I wasn't an NFL prospect.
D- Did you run a 4.3 in the clay shoes?
I didn't. So what happens is they measure you in. After I get the height, yeah. I cut the tape off, throw it away, and then I go
Brilliant.
Go perform.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Wow.
So when did the NFL finally call you? When you were in Montreal?
Like 4 years later.
Really?
Yeah. So I left college. I didn't leave college. I stayed in college, and I coached receivers that mm-hmm. season. I went and scouted with the Detroit Lions.
Yes.
And then I did a reality show with our good friend Michael Irvin.
That's right.
Fourth and Long.
That's right.
And so I left coaching to go do that show.
Yeah.
I should have won. Mike will...
Will attest.
He'll attest to that.
Okay.
But he couldn't convince them to pick a 5'6" receiver from a reality show to go to the Cowboys. But from that, I got my CFL contract. And then I went and played in Canada the next two seasons.
Yeah.
And in year four after college, I finally got a tryout in the NFL. And then I played the next 7 years.
So you would counsel guys that don't hear your name this in a couple weeks. Just hang tight.
Hey, keep at it, man. You know?
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you can do.
I hear you. Andrew Hawkins here on the Rich Eisen Show. So you hear about Bryce Young's height being an issue.
Yeah.
You think that's nothing, right?
It's nothing, man.
Zero.
Zero. Zero. I think Bryce is a next level processor. I think he is like ridiculously smart, and that's backed up by the way that he plays, right? Because you have to be, right? There's certain characteristics that, you know, whether you're, you know, a D lineman who's too heavy, or a receiver who's too short, or a quarterback is too short, or, you know, a certain quarterback doesn't have enough arm strength, like everybody, you know, survival of the fittest happens. Something else kicks in.
Yeah.
He's short, but his processing is better than everybody else's. And that's why, you know, it equalizes. So it still just comes down to, you know, I don't think that that's a negative, because he can do things that other quarterbacks can't.
Well, C.J. Stroud is much taller and obviously would fit, one would think, Frank Reich's mold of what he has coached in the past, not as if he wouldn't choose Bryce Young. Mm-hmm. Who do you think they'd have as number one in mind?
Oh, man. Who do they have as number one?
What do you think?
That's a tough one. I think I would say C.J. Stroud.
That's what I thought, too. But then all of a sudden you said that, you know, the odds on favorite flipped over the last.
Vegas odds flipped. It did.
Yeah, because Bryce Young went. He went to Carolina this week, and then it flipped, which makes people think somebody must know something.
Yeah.
Even though people who are paid to know stuff haven't said a word.
Right, right.
But I just think Stroud does fit their.
He does.
The idea.
And I think Stroud's going to be a beast. And not because of anything he's done on the field.
Yeah.
I love his story. I love his mentality.
Yeah.
When I hear him talk, I'm like, oh, this dude is going to. He's going to command a locker room, and people are going to rally around him. Like, it reminds me a little bit of like Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Like when I first interviewed Joe Burrow in that class, it was just so like apparent. He had like a real confidence to him.
Yes.
He had a swag. He had an edge, and that's what the guys around you kind of gravitate to. But it also dictates how you play under pressure situations and when you get amongst the best, like, because he felt like he belonged there.
Yeah.
I get that same kind of feel from C.J. Stroud.
Andrew Hawkins here on the Rich Eisen Show. Every week here on a Friday, we have a segment called What's More Likely, where Chris has a couple of either-or scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tapping you into this
let's
week.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's
Love
do
games.
It. We have production value and everything. Go ahead and hit it, everybody.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
And joining us here for this Friday's What's More Likely is Andrew Hawkins. Go for it, Chris. Let's do it together.
Hey, guys. Hawk, thanks for joining us. Let's get right to it. Who's the more likely quarterback to be drafted ahead of the other? Will Levis or Anthony Richardson?
What do you think? What's more likely?
Oh, man.
This script is flipped as well. It was Richardson over Levis a million times out of a million. Right about 2 weeks ago, this script is flipped right now as well.
Yeah. I would say they're interestingly like kind of in a similar boat, but I would say Levis.
And I'll still stick with Richardson. I still believe when all is said and done that Richardson is going to be a guy that has the bigger upside if he can do the run pass thing in a way that I think he can. I don't know. I'd be stunned if he's left on the board and he's the one who drops into the lower first round, lower part of the first round, or the top 10 if he drops down the top 10. That would be I'd find that surprising, but we got 13 more days to go. Do you consider it a red flag from Will Levis that he eats his bananas with the peel on. Have you heard about that?
I thought that was a little strange. It, mm-hmm. it definitely gave me serial killer vibes, but, you know, I think every player has an edge to him.
What if he did that in a locker room that you were in? Like he's just sitting there and he just takes a banana and takes a bite out of it like it's a sandwich.
Yeah, if he was a if he was a rookie and we just drafted him and he grabbed a banana and didn't peel it and took a bite, I'd say, wow, they made the wrong decision.
Yeah, they would. You'd say there would be some sort of kangaroo court. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we split on that one, Chris. What else you got?
92% on our poll thinks it's eating a banana without peeling it is a red flag.
Oh, you put that on a poll?
Put that out.
I didn't know that.
92%.
So, wait a minute. That means there's 8% of people who say that's...
No, that's all good.
Honestly.
Not a big deal.
So, if we put... Hold on a second. We put 100%, 100 people in a room.
Yep.
And had an individual stand up in front and just bite that and say, does this... you consider this strange or not? There would be 8 people that would say
eight.
No.
They'd be like, yeah, it's fine.
8 people that are like, yeah, I'm not uncomfortable.
What the hell?
With this dude eating banana peel.
That's bizarre.
Very strange.
What else? What else you got?
All right, speaking of strange, the idea that the Texans might not take a quarterback. So what's more likely to be drafted second overall? Any quarterback or Will Anderson?
Quarterback.
Me too.
There's no way.
That has been, by the way, something that has been 100% put out there. Schefter did it.
Uh-huh.
First to say it earlier this week, Albert Breer came on and backed it up for sure. They're not sold that the Texans are going to take a quarterback second overall.
You know what? I think in this game is interesting because I think a lot of times, like even I'm answering questions of what I think will happen and not what I believe should happen.
Yes, sir.
Right? Because in the draft, especially for new coaches, the best thing to do is to not take a quarterback, especially in your first year.
Yes.
Or just hang on to the quarterback you have because it gives you a longer shelf life.
Yes.
Because then you always have the out of, I got to find my quarterback. I thought Gruden was always great at that. He would come into a job and never commit to the guy he had, no matter how good he played.
Right.
Because he always needed the out of, you suck. I need to go find a new guy. And that allowed you to stay a head coach for a longer period of time. So I get that.
I never thought of it that way.
You know, in the context of, again, people keeping their jobs, I just don't think it's a smart thing to do.
I don't believe they're going to be picking second overall and seeing either Stroud or Young there and go, yeah, we'll take somebody else. I would find that hard to believe, but
they would have to trade down, right?
Well, they also have 12. They have this 12th overall pick sitting there, and if Richardson does drop or Levis does drop, or Hendon Hooker sitting there, and you kind of just say, we'll take him and
start push Davis Mills, right? And let him develop.
I don't know. Or draft neither and go call the Patriots and say, is Mac Jones really available? Remember that time you called us earlier in March? Is he still available?
Man.
We're not getting number 12 for him.
My son is really high on Hendon Hooker.
Is that right?
Yeah, my 11-year-old son. He likes
his scouting report?
Well, he did a scouting report last year, and he had Hendon Hooker as one of the top guys for last year's draft.
Yes.
He thought that could have made it happen. His drafts... He's a ball hawk. He gets into it.
Okay. Well, he is a hawk.
He is a hawk, technically.
Right. Correct. Yes.
But he scouts like an 11-year-old.
Ultimately. Yeah, did you see how far he threw it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on my Twitter somewhere. I'm sure I'll find the search and then we'll.
Very good. We'll do that. What else is? What else you got over
there?
Hey
guys, did you hear the Ravens have a new receiver? Did you guys hear that?
No. Did they?
Odell Beckham.
Oh, yeah. Who's that?
Now in Baltimore. What's more likely? Odell catches 10 or more touchdowns this year, or the Ravens miss the playoffs?
Oh, this is the Patriot coming up with this question.
10
or more touchdowns.
Yes. Or
Ravens aren't missing the playoffs.
Ravens aren't missing the playoffs.
The Ravens aren't missing the playoffs.
Really?
No. They didn't have Lamar for a third of the season last year. They didn't have a wide receiver catch a touchdown for two-thirds of the season last year. They didn't have Mark Andrews for the full season last year.
Preach.
They didn't have any of that, and they still not only made the playoffs, but without Lamar, almost knocked off the Bengals and would have if Tyler Huntley had only gone low instead of high when they were on the half-yard line. What else?
Hold on.
Am I wrong?
If I had a nickel for every time I should have went low instead of going high.
All of those are facts. But let's look at this logically
by
looking at the standings. Which of these teams do you expect to make the playoffs this coming season?
Uh-huh.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes, I'll check that box.
Mm-hmm. The Buffalo Bills.
I'll check that box.
The Cincinnati Bengals.
I'll check that box. Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about the Jacksonville Jaguars?
I don't know, but somebody from the South has got to win, so they'll just check that box.
So there's one spot.
Right.
How about the Los Angeles Chargers?
I need to be sold.
Miami Dolphins?
I need to be sold.
All right, so if you think all of those teams are suddenly you need to be sold on, who's going to take their spots?
I think the Ravens
You think the Jets are making the playoffs, don't you?
Well, if Aaron Rodgers shows up soon.
Last segment, he's coming. He was already there.
He's coming.
Okay, what about the Denver Broncos? Think they're going to be improved this year?
Yes, but not making the playoffs.
Not playoffs.
Thank you, Andrew.
Titans? One of the teams has to win that division, right?
Just one team's going to make it. That's all.
Half the teams every year don't make it. Who made it the year before?
Is there anything that I've said that did not stutter? The Ravens are going to make it.
The Ravens
again.
Are going to make it.
The and Raiders here's the think thing. They're going to be better? Come on, guys.
Lamar Jackson is going to play the whole season. And
for Baltimore, right?
For Baltimore.
Okay.
I think at this stage, you know, draft, whatever happens. But Lamar Jackson plays the whole season. He's one of the winningest quarterbacks. And I know that's not a quarterback stat, but that coupled with what they have defensively and how they run the football and to his point, they're in the playoffs without him. If he's there, if Lamar Jackson is playing and he's in a contract year, and I've been in a contract year, this is the most important contract, probably season of his career.
Yes.
Players have I don't know how the stars align, but you do everything in your power to be on the field and play the best that you can. And under that scenario, there's no way a playing Lamar Jackson team does not make the playoffs.
With Odell having 10 or more touchdowns.
Good luck, guys. All right, another football one, and we'll get to a couple of NBA. Now that Dan Snyder's out, who makes it back to a Super Bowl first? Commanders or Cowboys?
That's easy.
Oh, TJ.
That's simple. Come on, cuz.
Who makes it back to a Super Bowl first?
He's got to think about it. Yeah. Because, the Commanders have got some playmakers now. And at some point, one would think Chase Young is going to come back healthy. They got some playmakers now.
I don't see.
Think about the Cowboys.
I don't feel like the Cowboys are. I don't look at them and say, oh, they're going to win a Super Bowl soon. I don't look at the Commanders and say that either.
But you have to choose what's more likely here. That's what you got to do.
We see the Cowboys in this for a very long time. I actually like the teams and organizations doing this because you take Bengals style jumps at some point. You know? I don't know. I probably would say the Commanders.
Yeah.
To be honest.
He talked himself into it.
I mean, I definitely don't want to boo you, but I have
you
to
can boo
that.
Me, T.
I can't boo you, right. Man. That's okay. I don't let it slide.
Although his Cowboys flag is down. I don't know where it's. Where
it's over here.
Let's put it. Okay.
Yeah, I put away for the offseason.
And just for you, I'll take the Cowboys. I'll just take it.
You know.
Yeah, just for you. There you go. I don't know if you can hang that like your flag, but. You got a couple other ones?
All right, a couple NBA ones.
Okay, let's do it.
NBA playoffs this weekend. Who's more likely to win a road playoff game this weekend, Lakers or Clippers?
I'll go with the Lakers.
I'm going with the Lakers.
I'll go with the
I'm
Lakers.
With you on that.
I'll go with the Lakers in Memphis.
I like what I'm seeing out of the Lakers,
I'll
man.
Take Lakers. It's a game one, right?
Game one.
So I don't know, man. The Clippers minus Paul George in Phoenix, first playoff game with Durant. That place will be lit. Booker will show up. I have a problem thinking the Clips can win game one, and it's easier for the Lakers to do it. Don't you
I
think?
Agree. I agree completely. I agree. I can't even improve on that take.
Let's just try and get LeBron and AD to combine for less than 10 turnovers and minus 5 on the plus minus. They do that, again, they will lose. And what's more likely is neither win. But I'll take the Lakers with Hawk right here. You got one more?
One more for me and TJ. Who's more likely to lose their playoff home opener, Celtics or Sixers?
Celtics versus Hawks. Sixers versus Nets. I'll take your Celtics.
I'm going to say Celtics too.
Trae Young just going to light it up.
He's a killer, man.
It's certainly in any playoff series in a place that's a garden.
Hostile.
A garden.
Yes.
Garden. Madison Square. He personally torched it.
Loved every second.
Oh, he did, didn't he?
Yep.
Okay. What's more likely, everybody? Andrew Hawkins. We got one more?
All right, we'll get one more.
But you just said one more? Okay, very good. Look at you.
What's more likely?
Great acting. Great acting.
The Rays lose over the weekend. or an 8 seed gets a victory.
Rays lose tonight, so that's it.
Rays lose tonight?
Rays lose tonight. No 8 seed's going to... Dude, no 8 seed's going to win this weekend. None. Rays lose tonight. Because they're on the road. They're in Toronto. They're not playing the Red Sox anymore.
Or the A's.
Or the A's anymore. And during a big sequence tonight, Rays are trying to score, and a 9-year-old's going to screech because that's what happens in Toronto. You know? It's going to totally throw them off. There you go.
Hey.
What'd you think of that one?
I loved it. I did. I love it. That's the part of sports that's my favorite.
But which is 9-year-olds who are screeching their heads
absolutely.
Off?
Absolutely. Affecting the game, man. Gotta love it.
I can't believe that NBA players, after a while, couldn't start making free throws. And just because that's the way you tell a 9-year-old, you got to stop doing that. Just make your free throws.
That's it. That's it.
You know how kids will just keep doing stuff if they know they're being...
I have
if they're making
them. They've been doing it for years, man.
Screeching?
Yes.
Like that?
Screech. Random screech to throw me off.
Damn. What else you got going on in your world? You always do. What
just do we got? Business. Same old. Status okay. Pro, NFL Pro Air. Make sure you're still playing.
Okay.
Crushing it. Just continuing to build on that.
That commercial that you first showed when you came on here in the playing season, that ran nonstop.
Yeah, I know. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was great.
So we're going to see more of those?
We're going to see more of those.
Excellent. Fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So there's that. You got Roku Recommends
tonight. Roku Recommends.
Okay.
I have some things. I should start coming here to make my announcements because I have some things coming down that are going to be pretty big.
Okay. As you know, this studio is open to you anytime.
My favorite studio. I love it here.
I love that you love coming here. Fantastic. And when does Aaron Rodgers become a Jet? When do you think that happens? Because you know it's when,
day
right?
Day two.
Day two of the draft?
Day two of the draft.
You don't believe that he's going to still be a Green Bay Packer.
No, there's no way.
There's no way.
There's no way. I think he'll retire before he's a Green Bay Packer.
Damn straight he would.
Yeah.
And they'll pay him. They don't want to pay him $60 million. Let Woody Johnson pay him all that money.
Woody will pay him.
Woody will pay him.
Yeah.
He's ready to pay him. This guy. Right over there. He's such a doubter.
You don't believe it?
I didn't say
he's
anything.
He's a hater. He's a hater.
I think he's not going to play well.
You don't think you think he's going to play poorly for the Jets, right?
I think we've seen this before.
Oh, stop it. The whole Favre thing.
History repeats itself.
Oh, one last thing for you. What'd you make of Tyreek Hill saying he's going to retire at the end of this contract? Did you hear that? He said he's going to...
I did.
He's going to tap out at age 31?
I did. I don't want to say I don't believe it. I think he believes it. I don't know if he'll actually do that. I get it, though. That's kind of how I was, to be honest. I was very much like...
What do you mean?
I was ready... Not ready to go, but you want new challenges. You want, you know, different things in mm-hmm. life to, you know, fill it again. I retired... at 31 from the Patriots. And again, I was not Tyreek Hill by any stretch of the imagination.
Yes.
But I could have continued playing. It was just like, my heart wasn't there. I was blocking that opportunity from somebody else. And there were so many other things I wanted to do.
Right.
And so I do understand that aspect from Tyreek Hill. I just feel like there's probably still some more in the tank that he's not. It's a hard decision to make.
Of course.
It's not a decision people typically make 3 years out.
He's 3 years out, so he's got some more time to come.
Right, right, yeah. And money's hard to turn down, and he'll still be making a lot of money.
Money is hard to turn down.
Right. But look, he's got his ring, and he's got his money. He might, like you just said, there's other things he wants to do.
He wants another ring.
There's never enough money either.
Yeah, I mean, that's always a good point.
Everybody check out Andrew Hawkins on tonight's episode of Roku Recommends right here on Roku and this terrific platform that you can catch this show on every single day between 12 and 3 Eastern time. You're welcome here anytime.
I love it.
Whenever you're in our neighborhood, let us know, please.
Thank you guys.
Andrew Hawkins
me.
Right here on the Rich Eisen Show. We wrap up this show and send you to the weekend in a moment.
As if the McCrispy couldn't get any better, Bacon and Ranch just entered the chat. The Bacon Ranch McCrispy, available at participating McDonald's for a limited time. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
April is National Financial Literacy Month. What is financial literacy? It's applying different skills effectively, including managing your finances, budgeting, and saving. It just so happens the Cumulus Podcast Network has three great podcasts to help raise your financial IQ. Stacking Benjamins with Joe Saul-Sehy. Bankrate's 2023 Best Personal Finance Podcast.
What's one of life's biggest expenses that we can maybe talk about reducing?
Housing.
Is housing on the list? Buying a house is the number two expense of all these expenses. What's a way that we can reduce our housing expense?
Move from Seattle to Florida.
Wow, spoken like somebody with a little knowledge of that situation.
Afford anything with financial journalist Paula Pant.
You have many financial goals. You want to buy or pay off your house. You need to replace your car. You want to pay for a wedding, send your kids to college, travel the world, and one day retire. But how?
And Webby Award-winning Brown Ambition with Tiffany the Budgetista Alice and personal finance expert Mandy Woodruff.
When I was crafting my resume in my career, I wasn't thinking about the job I had. I was always thinking, like, what's going to impress the person who has my next opportunity and make them want to have a conversation with me? And yeah, I think people are not thinking that far ahead.
That's why we'd be leaning into you, career coach.
So, as you look to improve your financial literacy, follow Stacking Benjamins, Afford Anything, and Brown Ambition. Wherever you listen.
This weekend, on Sunday, I go to the Rose Bowl, put on my suit and tie and my running shoes, and I run my 40 for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and it airs on the final day of the NFL draft coverage. And I will just tell you this. Looking at the weather, looks like a nice day,
nice.
Which, by the way, never had to think about while I'm running out here in Los Angeles, which has been the last 3 years. I've already gotten some beautiful donations from the NFL community, spearheaded once again by Steve Bisciotti of the Ravens. That guy is so generous. He and his wife, Renee, so generous to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And would love for you to, everybody, check out our website, nfl.com/runrichrun, as always. Check it out and donate to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, because every single dollar that goes there is to make sure that not only the kids who have to go there get better, but also when kids show up, the research that's done there has already been done so the kids can get better. And whoever shows up there with their kid and gets that phone call that is just an absolute complete nightmare to get, they don't see a bill for medical, for travel, for food, for anything. So it's all important. Let's do it. And the let's is just me this weekend. It's just
how's the training going?
What?
Oh, sorry. Let me just turn the mic on.
Sorry.
How's the training been?
Now I hear you. Training. I truly have done none. I haven't, you know, the fastest I've run lately is when...
You went to go steam your shirt just now?
No, yeah. I just went to go steam my shirt in the break and needed to get back. So
that's okay, Rich. You're going to do great.
Any surprises running with you? Or I guess it wouldn't be a surprise
couple.
If you
we
told
got a couple.
Us.
We got a couple in store.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
But I'm going to bring my kids. They're going to bring some friends. There's five families from the St. Jude community that will be there.
The five families or just
no.
five?
There will be five families from the St. Jude community that will be there. So be excited. That'll be Sunday.
Nice.
It'll be fun.
Have fun, man.
You want to bring Cage?
Good luck. Taking him anywhere is an adventure these days.
Where are you going? Where are you going?
I'm just saying he's three. So
I'm aware of that.
He's going to want to run the race with you.
So?
All right. Yeah.
It's about kids having a day and being
what
healthy.
What if he beats you, though? I want it to be about you.
He is fast.
He's fast.
Okay. That'll be, and then on Monday's show, a guest that we've been hoping to get for some time. We finally got her. Kate Mara will be here.
Oh,
hey now.
Very few people. Oh, it's a week from Monday. I thought she was on Monday. Oh, it's a week from Monday.
Week from Monday.
All right, she's a couple Mondays.
Anyway,
from now.
She's coming in.
She is. Not many people you can ask. Hey, so your grandfather's name is on the football, huh?
All right.
So, who is on Monday? I thought we had somebody on Monday. We don't. Hey, everyone, it's the weekend.
<We don't. laughs>
I'm excited. Clippers play, Celtics play, Knicks play. 3-0, right?
Sick of all this Clipper disrespect.
3-0?
The Clippers aren't going to win.
You stop it.
That series is not going to be good, TJ. I'm sorry.
This man is going to remind you why he's a two-time champion in two different countries.
He can't score 120 points.
Disrespect is real.
That's
disrespect,
thank you, feller. Is real. It's Kawhi. What'd it do, baby?
Sorry, Tariq.
Okay, thanks for taking in this show. I want to thank Andrew Hawkins for showing up in person. Yes, Ian Eagle for calling in. For everybody taking part in the poll question, to say that anybody who eats a banana without peeling it is totally insane, and it's a red flag. We got to get Will Levis on the show just so I could say, really, dude?
I mean, elephants don't even do that.
92%.
Not the one I saw on CNN. And our bond discussion now leads me to pull my full-on Daniel Craig. Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Wrestling fans, feel the podcast heat. Whoa! Join Hall of Fame wrestlers every week sharing their stories from the past.
Click this with Kevin Nash.
I'm in the ring in my mind saying, that's Hulk Hogan. Like Hogan's with us.
And insights on what's happening now.
Strictly Business with Eric Bischoff.
We love breaking down the business of the wrestling business.
Ric Flair, Mike Mully, Jake the Snake Roberts, good old JR, and more.
Get into the WrestleMania spirit. Just search Podcast Heat
wherever you listen.